tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the golden words of wisdom, and that too of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Hafizahullah, Jazakallah Sayyidi, and welcome and marhaba to the program and episode of Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, you always add beauty to the screen, alhamdulillah. And to our viewers out there, we would like to thank you for being with us, staying with us, alhamdulillah, and supporting our cause of spreading the fragrance of Sunnah, inshallah. Now, before we dive deep into today's discussion, let's first and foremost remind one another to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be that person who has recited the most durood upon me. And let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, speaking of the beautiful statements of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this regard, there is a beautiful statement of Imam Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said that if someone has acquired knowledge before you, he is a guide for you in that matter, even if he is younger than you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That shows the importance of ilm-e-deen. Subhanallah. As Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, don't look at someone's age when it comes to determining how much wisdom a person has. Age is not the criterion for having wisdom. And looking at the stature, if somebody is small in stature, maybe young in age, it's the same thing. Don't look at that, but look at the wisdom, subhanallah. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, he gives the example of Mount Tur, Allahu Akbar. He says, the Mount Tur is small in size, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it ranks high. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
With the same token, he says that hoshmandi baqlast nabasal, meaning that wisdom comes from intellect, not your age or if you have reached a particular age. No, it has no connection with the age, but rather with the intellect. Subhanallah. And then he says that tawangari badilast nabamal, that one gets or becomes generous in proportion to how big a person's heart is. Allahu Akbar. It doesn't matter whether you have your pocket is small or big, but how big your heart is, that's how generous you will be, inshallah azza wa jal. So looking at this beautiful saying where he says that if someone has acquired knowledge before you, he is a guide for you in that matter, even if he is younger than you, subhanallah. See, therefore we shouldn't undermine others, subhanallah, yes, and judge others, because that person may be more knowledgeable than you.
100%.
And this lesson was taught to the greatest Anbiya-i Kiram, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he said to his people, his qawm, his nation, when they asked him that, is there anyone more knowledgeable than you? He said, no, I don't think so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that
Allahu
answer.
Akbar.
And he sent him to learn by Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. He says, there is someone whom I have bestowed knowledge upon, go and learn by him. Subhanallah. And this journey, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam embarked on this journey, and the entire account is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, subhanallah, beautifully. And mashallah, he embarked on this journey, and that goes to show that one shouldn't think that I am more knowledgeable than anyone else for that matter.
Yes.
If someone is younger in age, You shouldn't think if you are older, you shouldn't think, no, how come that he can have more knowledge than you while he's being younger than you?
Mm.
It is possible, subhanAllah. Therefore, we shouldn't, you know, undermine others if they have a little more knowledge. Maybe that person is more knowledgeable than you. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, above everyone who is knowledgeable, there is somebody always more knowledgeable.
SubhanAllah.
And mashallah, we should all strive to gain the beneficial knowledge as it is farḍ. طلب العلم فريضةٌ على كل مسلم. That the acquisition and the pursuit of knowledge, especially the knowledge of deen, is farḍ upon every Muslim.
And also, Master, it should not be something where, you know, someone feels shy to learn about the knowledge of deen. When it comes to the knowledge of deen, this emotion or this feeling of having pride, one's ego, should not be there at all. You know, rather having pride, having ego in the first place shouldn't be there. But you know, when it comes to seeking knowledge of deen, or when it comes to acquiring knowledge, then sometimes what happens is the person feels like, who am I? Like, what am I? I have such a grand status. How can I be like that? You know, this pride gets in the way. This ego gets in the way. And that actually stops a person, prevents a person from acquiring more and more knowledge. Because knowledge is not something that has a duration. Knowledge is a lifelong process, as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, the summary of which is that seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So in any instance in our lives, we always have to seek knowledge, whether it be a young person, whether it be an old person. We can even learn, you know, from a child. There are so many things that a person can learn from looking at the behavior of a child. You know how a child is, a child always loving, always caring, showing respect. All of these are for us to ponder over, that the child got so much of respect. Why should I not show respect? The child is eager to learn, wants to know, what is this, what is that? Let me also be curious, because if someone is not curious in learning, how can the person gain knowledge? And you know, you always have to ask questions, because the more questions you ask, the more you will know.
Questions are the gateway of knowledge.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, if a person thinks he's a know-it-all, then he'll be very limited. You know, you cannot, as they say, they give the example of a cup, and if it's full to the brim, I mean, what else can be poured in there? Rather, if the cup, if you empty that vessel, and if it's an empty vessel, then knowledge will keep on going in that cup. Keep on going, subhanAllah, provided that there is no pride and there is no ego involved in this. Then Allah, it can be acquired.
Shaykh Sadir rahmatullah also gives an example. You have said the example of cup is all already overflowing. Right. You can't put more into it. We're already full. And some people are full of themselves.
Yes.
They think, oh, who can know more than I do? Allahu Akbar. This shouldn't be our mindset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made someone more knowledgeable than you. Always keep that always in mind, inshallah azza wa jal, and that's what will keep you humble,
inshallah.
And we have not been given much knowledge, Sayyidi. Allah azza wa jal says in the glorious Quran, wa ma utitum min al-ilm illa qalila.
Allah,
we have been given just little knowledge, and we boast so much about having that little knowledge.
If you want us to be a know-it-all.
Yes. So how much can you boast about having that little knowledge? So we have little knowledge, so it doesn't make sense for you to boast and now to have a broad chest and announce in the market, no, I have so much of knowledge of this and that, post all over social media, blogs and so on and so forth.
Right.
If you know, alhamdulillah, good for you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow you more the beneficial knowledge of deen, subhanallah. And it shouldn't be the reason for you to boast, but it should also make you more humble. The more a person knows, the humble the knowledge is supposed to make that person.
Given an example that, you know, a person who has knowledge, he should be of benefit to others. And they gave the example of a tree, you know, a very huge, beautiful tree that bears fruits. And its branches, the tree is so big and so huge, but its branches doesn't be upright. It's always coming down, and its fruit is there for people to benefit. So the one who has knowledge should also benefit others and not be stingy with his knowledge by keeping it to himself.
Yes.
Rather, he should spread out his knowledge and let people benefit from it also, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gives a very beautiful example that, you know, someone who knows a little or has little to no knowledge, he says that there are trees and the tallest tree, it bears no fruit.
Right.
That's why it's boasting. And it bears no fruits. It is devoid of any benefit. It bears no fruit. And then you have trees that are not very tall, but right. They are tall enough. They bear little fruits, such as, Madonis.
Right.
Seen the tree is tall, but it bears little fruits.
Allah.
And then you have mangoes, bigger fruits. The shorter the tree gets, the more humble the tree gets, the bigger the fruit, subhanallah. And then you have the vines of watermelon. They are crawling on the floors, but the fruits you can't even carry at times. The watermelons are so huge, subhanallah. So,
what a beautiful example.
Yeah, the more humility you have, the more fruits you bear.
100%.
The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows you. And this is, subhanallah, the divine ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if one has knowledge, as you said, the person who's not worthy of knowledge is like Shaykh Sadri Rahmatullah Ali says, to give training or to teach somebody who doesn't deserve it is like trying to place a nut, let's say macadamia nuts,
right.
It's round, right? If you're trying to place a nut on top of a dome, will it ever stick?
Allah.
The same analogy as, you know, filling the cup that is already full. Allahu Akbar. So these Buzurgan Deen, they have taught us that, you know, learn the Islamic values. Learn to be humble. And I've read the quotation of some wise people that the more I learned, the more I realized how much I don't know.
That is really deep and profound.
Yes. So that should be our case. That it should show us that, you know, okay, why I never knew this? Okay, subhanallah, these are the laws and regulations with regards to Hajj. I never knew this. Subhanallah, instead of you having the thought, okay, I know this, or I don't think anybody else knew. Only I'm the one who knows it. And then you start belittling people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned about having such attitude.
Right.
That one shouldn't have the attitude to acquire knowledge so he can belittle people. So we have been prevented from having this kind of attitude. You have knowledge to better yourself, alhamdulillah, to reform yourself, which is the madani mission of your Dawat Islam, to reform oneself. If you have the knowledge, you have the means to reform yourself and the necessary training, inshallah, azawajal. And once you have equipped yourself with proper etiquettes, sunnahs, and so on and so forth, then you can extend this reformation to others and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azawajal. In the madani environment of Dawat Islami, you are taught fard ulum. You start with the basics.
Yes.
You know, the fard ulum.
Step by step.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Start to properly recite the Holy Quran, to articulate the letters of the Holy Quran. Then you move on, laws of salah and so on and so forth, alhamdulillah. And you start to advance then after that, mashallah. And once you're there, you're on your way, subhanallah. And the more you learn, it shouldn't make you arrogant, but it should make you more humble.
Yes.
Why? Because knowledge is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal says, the one who has been given knowledge and wisdom, he has been given a large portion of goodness. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So this is the good that we receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you receive a gift, what do? You become arrogant or you become humble? If somebody gives you a gift, you become humble or arrogant? Or you say thank you, jazakullah. You know, yes. You start to show humility in front of the person.
Gratitude for it.
Yes, gratitude for it, alhamdulillah. Same should be the case when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows us with beneficial knowledge. must submit in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present our gratitude in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam for you, and hope that you enjoy the kalam inshallah azza wa jalla until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Bulayenge tumhe bhi ek din Sarwar Madine mein. Sarwar Madine mein. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Jab dare nabi par hum sab ki hazri hogi. Jab dare nabi par hum sab ki hazri hogi. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Aarzu hai seene mein ghar bane Madine mein. Aaka aarzu hai seene mein ghar bane Madine mein. Ho karam jo bande par banda parvari hogi. Ho karam jo bande par banda parvari hogi. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Jab dare nabi par hum sab ki hazri hogi. Baat kya hai baade saba, itni kyun muattar hai. Baat kya hai baade saba, kyun muattar hai. Sabz sabz gumbad ko chum kar chali hogi. Sabz sabz gumbad ko chum kar chali hogi. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Jab dare nabi par hum sab ki hazri hogi. Sau khulenge uske liye rahmaton ke darwaze. Sau khulenge uske liye rahmaton ke darwaze. Naate Mustafa jisne ek bhi suni hogi. Naate Mustafa jisne ek bhi suni hogi. Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi hogi. Jab dare nabi सबकी हाजरी होगी। देख तो नियाजी जरा सो गया क्या दीवाना, देख तो नियाजी जरा सो गया क्या दीवाना, उनकी याद में शायद आँख लग गई होगी, उनकी याद में शायद आँख लग गई होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी, जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी। बुला लो हम गरीबों को, बुला लो ऐ मेरे आका, मैं आऊँ आपके दर पर, करम हो ऐ मेरे आका।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. سبحان الله, such a beautiful and melodious kalam we have listened to. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی. And speaking of the beauty of Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, and looking at the emerald Gumbad-e Khazra of the beloved Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is beyond words. Subhanallah. Reverting back to our topic of discussion, and that is the golden words of wisdom of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another beautiful statement of Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that the leaders of people in this world are the generous, whereas in the hereafter it will be the religious and knowledgeable people. This is because scholars are inheritors of the prophets.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. Imagine how deep and profound this is, that the leaders of the people of the world are the generous people, whereas the leaders of people in the hereafter will be religious and knowledgeable people. Why? Because the ulama, they are the inheritors of the Prophet. Subhanallah. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya.
Subhanallah.
The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that ulama ummati ka anbiya ibn Israel, the scholars of my ummah, they are like the prophets of Bani Israel. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Such high rank Allah Azza wa Jal has given them. And those two, the high ranking ulama-i-kiram, the practicing ulama, subhanAllah, look at the personality of His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Tamad Barakatum al-Hadi. His level of knowledge and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will be the leaders of the people in the hereafter, will be the religious and knowledgeable people. And these both qualities are found in His Eminence, subhanAllah, as well as other pious predecessors, subhanAllah, Mufti Azam Hind Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and going up in the ranks, alhamdulillah. So yes, those ulama and those righteous scholars of Islam, the knowledgeable people in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have attained this status. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, what can be said about his deep and profound knowledge, subhanallah. He is the one who revived Islam. He is Muhyiddin. His title is Muhyiddin. His name is Abdul Qadir, but the title is Muhyiddin. Why Muhyiddin? Because he is the one who revived Islam.
Subhanallah. Allah, subhanallah.
And he is one of the most knowledgeable people. And he says that darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutuban, that I have studied until I became qutub.
Allah,
subhanallah. He continued to study and it made him the qutub of his time and the qutub of all times after him, subhanallah. And whoever gets wilayat, it is through Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He can appoint a thief to become the abdal.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Allah Hazrat says, Chor hakim se chipa karte hai, ya uske khilaf, tere daman mein chipe, chor anokha tere.
Aye, aye, aye. Subhanallah.
So a thief takes shelter in the daman of Sayyidina Wasipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Whereas otherwise we see the thieves hiding from the authorities, but here is the authority who turns the thief into an abdal.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So that this can only happen on the hands of these religious and knowledgeable people of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala. It happened so that once Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he went to preach Islam.
Right.
And he met a group of people who asked him a question. They said that the people of, you know, your prophet has said that ulama ummati ka anbiya bani Israel, and you are the ulama from the ulama of this ummah, subhanallah. So if the people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledgeable people of the ummah of Rasulullah, they are like the prophets of Bani Israel, then can you show me one example?
Allah.
He says, well, what do you want to see? He said, no, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is the Nabi of Bani Israel, subhanallah. And he used to bring the dead back to life.
Allah.
Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala said, no problem. They showed him one of the oldest graves. Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala commanded him to stand. He stood up.
Allah Akbar.
Subhanallah. And mashallah. He said, hey, the qiyamah already happened. Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala said, no, the qiyamah hasn't happened. But then he went back to the grave. Allah Akbar. So look at the stature of the ulama of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the truthfulness of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, this is the station if one strives to go on that level.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Munasab, such grand teachers has been given to the ulama from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, because this knowledge is no ordinary knowledge. This is a very special, unique, extraordinary knowledge. Because this knowledge of deen is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we learn the Holy Quran, we learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by learning these knowledges, we find that the purpose for it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine learning from the cradle to the grave, your entire life you spent learning for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course a person would be able to revive a dead.
Allah. You know, this Sayyidi, you have mentioned the beautiful hadith that acquire knowledge from cradle to the grave.
Right.
To put it in perspective, there's a beautiful hadith which is quoted in Tafsir al-Kabir, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was informed, he had the knowledge, subhanallah, bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a certain sahabi, he had only a short time to live, perhaps maybe a couple hours.
Right.
And he went and informed that sahabi that you are about to pass away. Then that sahabi turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do in this time? Allah. In this little moment, little window that I have, what can I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, engage in learning ilm deen, learning knowledge.
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Though he is going to pass away just then, he says to engage in learning knowledge, subhanallah. And then the narrator of the hadith, he says, if there was anything more beneficial for that person, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have definitely told him to do that. But since he told him to acquire knowledge, that was the most beneficial thing.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
This, you know, it shows the such great importance to knowledge, to seeking knowledge, learning knowledge, and also imparting and teaching that knowledge to others as well.
Subhanallah. Actually, I came to read that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I was reading Faizan al-Sunnat.
Subhanallah.
You know, in the middle pages where certain sayings are written in a box type of shape.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And when I read that hadith, I was really inspired by that. Alhamdulillah, it is very inspiring that yes, if there was one thing that you could achieve, it is that inshallah azza wa jal. And the encouragement comes from the quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So yes, there is no time. If you think you've gone past the age of 40, oh, I can't learn. No, there is no such thing, you can't learn. You know, there is a concept of, you know, it is true that our neurons, they tend to become stale and some right. die down. But it is also scientifically proven now, in nowadays latest scientific discoveries, that there is a concept called neuroplasticity, and where the dead cells are revived. But if you try hard, then even your body, all your body limbs, they start to support you in that. But the willpower has to be there to go and learn. If you think, no, I'm not capable of learning, then you're not going to. If you think you can't, then you can't.
Because you know, where there's a will, there's definitely a way. And when the willpower is there, then you find everything else will fall into place because that willpower is there.
Alhamdulillah. So yes, if you have the will, you have the means, you have the time to learn, there's nothing stopping you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this person, in the last moments of his life, to go and learn. Allahu Akbar. And that benefit you, and it benefited him subhanAllah greatly, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him something that was beneficial for him.
Subhanallah.
And if we learn, it will be beneficial for us. You can't say that, you know, I've reached the age of 40, 50, 60. No, I can't learn now. Now, if I start learning, it won't really enter, or it won't really register in my head. You know, people make excuses like that. But at the same time, you see those, alhamdulillah, joining the beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah at the age of 60, 70.
Yes.
They are learning to read Quran.
And some even graduated as an alim.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Yes. So it's never too late. If you decide, okay, from now on, you are determined, subhanallah, and there is a barakah in determination. Those who change the world, they are those who are determined to change it. But if you give up today, no, I can't do anything, then there is no hope. Because you are shooting yourself down at the first instance. And how are you going to progress through life? Imagine if the child who crawls, learns to crawl first,
right.
The child can't even sit down, learns to crawl, learns to sit, learns to stand slowly, slowly, one at a time. The child, if a child were to think like that, oh, I can't stand up, let me not try. I can't crawl, let me not try. I can't sit, let me not try. That child will be bedridden for life.
Allahu Akbar.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills that knowledge in them, that perseverance in them. They try, they fall down, they get hurt, they try again. Same should be our case. Yes, if it's hard for you to learn, try inshallah azza wa jal. There will come a time when it will start to make sense to you. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma, you know, I read one of his quotations that, you know, to help the students at times. Let's say you are studying Arabic book,
right?
And you can't understand every nuances there in the paragraph. He says that read it one time. Even if you understand 20% of it, read it the second time. Maybe you will understand this time now 30% of it.
Yeah,
and try to read it over and over again. There will come a time you will understand the 80% of it, the gist of the message you will receive, subhanAllah.
Subhanallah.
So yes, if there is a will, there is a way.
It's just that effort is required.
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Another beautiful saying of Hazrat Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that it was asked, who has the greatest rank among people? The Imam replied, those who considered the world to have no significance. They were the people of Akhirah, Sayyidi. They were the people of Akhirah. They weren't people of the world.
Yes.
And he says that the greatest rank the person has who sees the world as it means nothing. Where can we get that sort of enthusiasm to to have that kind of mindset and that kind of attitude towards life, towards the world.
Yeah, Munasab, the Quran teaches us that this world is nothing but play and amusement. You know, and this world, we all know that this world isn't going to last forever. This world is temporary. You know, it's not a permanent place of abode. Our permanent place of abode is in the Akhirah, in Jannah, to fulfill those with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah. So, together with working hard for our worldly needs as well, we also need to keep that balance, that we cannot drown ourselves in the love of this world so much to that extent that we forget about the Akhirah. To that extent that we forget about investing in the Akhirah. And how do we invest in the Akhirah? You know, we invest in so many things in this world. How do we invest in the Akhirah? A way to do that is by doing good deeds, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following in the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the ways in which we can invest in the hereafter, because that, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will help us to gain entrance into Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah.
SubhanAllah. And this world can be used as a leverage, as a stepping stone for our Akhirah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The one example of it, beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he once said that you love the wealth of your heirs. So the Sahaba said, who loves the wealth of their heirs? We love our own wealth. He said, he explained to them, your wealth is the one that you have sent forth in the court of Allah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you had given in charity. That is your wealth. But the wealth that you are hoarding, it is not going to come up for any of any use to you, but your heirs, they are going to inherit it.
Allah.
So you love the wealth of your heirs. You love other people's wealth.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Look at how deep and profound this is. The wealth that we have sent forth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is our wealth. Because we have given it in the path of Allah, that is our guarantee now. Alhamdulillah, that is, it's gone in the path of Allah, that will work for us.
And you know, Munasab, this is something that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has taught us, and all of these Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they have taught us when the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba to bring, told the Sahaba to bring whatever you all have and come. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he brought his entire wealth and came and placed it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind for your family? What was his reply? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have left behind for my family Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram, they have given everything for the sake of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should also learn from this, that when it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not feel shy.
Subhanallah.
We should give with two hands. We should give everything that we have in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give you even more than that, will give you double than that.
Alhamdulillah, similar contribution was made by another Sahabi Rasul, who's alhamdulillah the third Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And his title is Mujahizi Jaish Al-Usra Fi Ridha Al-Rahman. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has described him in his Khutbat Razwiyah. He says that he is the one who donated so generously, subhanallah. I mean, camels upon camels,
Allah,
loaded with the supplies Allah who bring the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And he prepared the army of Muslim. You must know how much preps goes into it. And he donated all of that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah.
And now we have come to the conclusion of our episode and program. Jazakallah Sayyidi for being part of this beautiful silsila and discussion. Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall come to you again. Keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace.